The coalition, including some strange political bedfellows like Chevron, Shell, and the Pennsylvania Environmental Council, was unveiled in Pittsburgh last week. It calls itself the Center for Sustainable Shale Development. The center says the sometimes disagreeing sides have agreed on, quote, 15 initial performance standards designed to ensure safe and environmentally responsible development of the Appalachian Basin's abundant shale gas resources, end quote. Andrew Place is the center's interim director.
PACT might be a reasonable way to think about it. Common ground, I might prefer.
Center officials have portrayed their effort as a breakthrough for shale development in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. But don't tell that to Ohio environmental activists who've been fighting fracking as a pollution nightmare.
For them to, first of all, take a position that they were speaking on behalf of the environmental community in Ohio is just a complete fabrication and is not true.
That's Cheryl Johncox of the Buckeye Forest Council. She says even though participants in this new center say they've been organizing it for nearly 2 years, they have not talked to any Ohio-based environmentalists she knows of.
It is what we would call greenwashing at its worst, just like putting green lipstick on a pig.
But back at the Shale Development Center, Andrew Place says there's a strong endorsement and participation from national environmental groups that are deeply involved in Ohio.
Think about the Environmental Defense Fund or the Clean Air Task Force. These are groups that are clearly concerned with regional air emissions as well as global air emissions and water quality issues. That very much does speak to environmental concerns in Ohio. This is a starting point.
But Ohio's largest homegrown coalition of more than 100 environmental groups, the Ohio Environmental Council, says it's not endorsing the Shale Center. There aren't any teeth in the standards, the OEC notes, and the standards don't cover enough important things, says OEC Director Keith Dimoff.
Disposal wells, they don't deal with local road impacts or local emergency response or cleanup. They don't deal with pipeline construction and the stream crossings that go along with that. The list really goes on and on.
Don't worry, responds Andrew Place at the Shale Center. We'll be broadening our standards.
The standards we wrote were a starting point. This is a living document. As technology moves, the standards will move with technology.
Place says one big factor separates the environmentalists working with the Shale Center from environmentalists that are blasting it. And that is a belief that shale gas is a good thing to develop because it's cheap and relatively clean burning. Place says the critics don't buy that basic premise.
There's a segment of the environmental community that doesn't want to see this developed and wants a moratorium or a permanent moratorium on what we are doing. It is very difficult to change their position. They have a philosophical inability to see the benefits of what we're doing.
Meanwhile, fracking critic Cheryl Johncox continues her group's campaign to basically ban the horizontal drilling method it believes could be a pollution nightmare. She says unless the Shale Center's environmental and safety guidelines are written into law, they're meaningless.
Voluntary measures have no accountability.
And so, despite the formation of the Shale Gas Center headquartered in Pennsylvania, the battle over fracking in Ohio continues here. State legislators have okayed new rules. The drilling industry says it can live with them. Most Ohio environmental groups, though, say the safeguards aren't safe enough. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.